The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater.
How many people? All right, let me see. What's going on with the good sister Rashida? I'm trying to get to everybody. Not sure how much longer we have. What's going on with the good sister, man? It's the Tap In Show. First of all, tell the people what's your name, where you from, and what you tapping in with.
So this is Sheeta. I'm here in Austin. I'm from Dallas. But I'm just tapping in to kind of dialogue with you a little bit about relationships, okay. You know, things. Because I feel like, you know, we don't understand how much influence somebody that we are, you know, so connected to influences the way that we move. You know what I mean? Influences the decisions that we make, influences, you know, the respect that we get. I got my little baby. He woke up. But basically, I wanted to ask you, as far as relationship-wise, on advice on if you feel like you need to move around, or if you feel like, yeah, you. So let's just say, you know, you feeling like you're not, the yoke is not even. You know what I'm saying? You feeling like you're moving in two different directions. Do you feel like you can continue with somebody who's maybe somebody, let's say somebody's not woke and somebody is. Do you feel like that would work?
One thing I've learned about human beings is that, you know, we're driven by what we feel. And okay. It's not based off reason. We know that's, even though, you know, in the essence of relationships, and, you know, ancient times wasn't on the basis of love. It was on the basis of building, nation building. And in today's time, we've sold a fairy tale, in a sense, about the idea of love and the role that it plays in marriages. You know, and this idea of love is not something that can really be lived up to in the essence of people finding it in a realistic matter. You know, the idea of the Prince Charming and the sleeping princess and living forever is what a lot of people have been impressioned for a long time. And so I think that first you have to rewire your idea of a relationship and what it means to you and what the value is of two entities coming together. Because I believe the point of two entities coming together is to create a third, not just in the essence of a child, but in the production of producing something, even when you're talking about, you know, business, or you're talking about creating a legacy or something of that nature together, what is that thing that keeps you together? What is that thing that keeps you all bonded? Because at any point in time where you're no longer feeling this person, why should y'all stay together if there's not something bigger than just your feelings involved? Because feelings go up and down. Feelings are a vibration of how we feel. It's literally a vibration. We are just fast-moving molecules, and we are always moving. So the thing about that is that you have to find a reason bigger than just what I feel about this person. Like, is this true love, and is that true love? No, because there's people that can start off with relationships that they can be what's that called when they have arranged marriages, and then they learn to love each other because they learn to build love up from there. But I think that we have an idea that we want to come into relationships with the love fully blossomed and 100%.
Right.
And I think that this idea is all fairy tale based. I don't think that that's reality. So for me, I think that for one, you have to find somebody, you know, when you say somebody being woke and the other person not being, like, there's no one level of woke, you know. So that idea that this person is woke and you're not, everybody's woke to something. Everybody's aware of something, because woke just means aware. So I want to kill that stigma that one person is just woke and they're not, oh, you know about the systematic evils, and this other person is asleep to it. Because one person could be doing more work than the actual person that considers themselves woke. And so, like, even that idea is dangerous, this, to a person classify themselves as, oh, I'm woke, and they're not, because you know something that you think that they don't know. You know, and so my whole idea is, are you finding someone that is righteous? Are you finding someone that is good? Are you finding someone that you can build with? Are you finding someone that, you know, is helping add to the collective entity of change for, you know, the Black nation? And so it's very important that when we create our list of the reasons that we get together, because these reasons are the things that's going to drive our reason as far as, oh, that's why we together. It's not because, just because, and here's the whole thing is that I believe, and this is, you can take it, you know, anybody can take it how they want. So I believe that people should find other people when they're 100% within themselves first.
Right.
Because I think a lot of times we're seeking people to complete what we're missing, you know, and in that essence, I think it's dangerous, because I don't think anybody can actually fill up what we're missing, because then they're going to need to maintain that. So anytime that they're feeling low, who's going to help them? And so that's even a dangerous thing. I think that when people get into 100% within themselves, that's when they should come together, because that's when they're going to do what's the best for themselves. That's when they're going to find the best person for themselves. But when you're low and, you know, you might not even, you know, I might be at 100, you're going to find somebody to just feel and make you feel better. Not even somebody that may be the best for your future. But when you 100%, you know what I mean? The only people that you, that's going to add into your life is other people that's 100 that y'all can add on to. If you got a table that's full, you know what I mean? And you, it's a potluck, and you told everybody y'all can come in if y'all bring something to the table. And this person, you know, somebody show up and, you know, they bringing the same dishes as everybody else, and they're not bringing anything new to the table, then you don't need them there. It's not until the day, like, know what? I brought something to the table. Cool. Now you bring value here. Let's add you in. But that's when you start to find people based off real quality, is when you 100%, when you don't need anybody, that's when you find the things that you really need. You know what I mean? Like, when you don't need nobody, will you find what you need? You know what I mean? Right. Instead, people are, they at their 50% self, their 40% self, and then they're trying to find people to fill that up. You know what I mean? And so a lot of times we're afraid to be alone. We're afraid to be by ourselves. We're afraid to, you know, a lot of people are afraid to even be with their own thoughts by themselves. So they constantly around other people because they don't want to spend too much time thinking. They don't want to spend too much time having to love themselves. They don't want to spend too much time having to be that person that take care of themselves first. Because if you don't know how to take care of yourself, how do you know somebody else is taking care of you properly? But if you learn to take care of yourself 100,000%, you know what I mean? Then you know if somebody else is taking care of you correctly. Because you've done it for yourself already. So that means that even if they stop taking care of you properly, you still sovereign in love. You really supposed to be sovereign in love. Nobody is supposed to govern that for you. But we treat our partners like they the government. And then when the government shut down, people running around, you panicking. It's like, no, right. You're supposed to serve like, your best interest.
I feel like a lot of people don't look at it as a partnership. You know what I mean? It should be a partnership. It should be you coming where you're coming. I'm coming with what I'm coming with. And we're agreeing to go together no matter where I am, no matter where you are. And, you know, if I need to stop and help you, if you need to stop and help me, you know what I'm saying? You keep your paths separate, but you're walking them together. And I feel like that would help a lot of people to feel like, you know, some people feel like they have to give up this for that or give up, you know, whatever it is in their journey. Like, I feel like a lot of relationships don't respect each other's journey and understand that everybody has a path. Everybody has a calling. Everybody has something that they are put on this earth to do. And if that person is interfering with that, then, you know, I don't feel like that's a partnership.
You know, we at a dangerous point, I think, in society, you know, as far as there's a grave imbalance between masculinity and femininity, you know, and then there's a dangerous of the things that drive us, because there you have to understand that, for one, business and our society is completely unnatural. So most of the things that we do are unnatural. So that when you have two people engaged in unnatural activities, both of them things are going against our nature. And so our will and the things that we create our dreams and surround our dreams around, these are not natural things that exist within nature. So when you find somebody that you want to understand your dream and your idea of what you've cultivated based on the mindset that you have, because you grew up in America, you grew up in these states, you grew up in society.
That's
it's
true.
A blessing when you find somebody that understands you, because it means that even within this program, within this paradigm, they understand your dream, even though it's cultivated in an unnatural sense, in the way I put it. Because
right.
What would be more natural
might be different.
Yeah, because they could have just grew up in a different way to where they see things differently. Both of us are different. Like,
right.
I believe that our dreams, because what are our dreams? Our dreams is our world. That's that time when we go in the darkness of our minds and we get to enjoy the world within. But when we wake up, that's when we share in a collective consciousness. You know what I mean? And everybody is adding to bits of this world, but not everybody's the same. Not everybody think or views the same. So when it comes to that construct,
your dreams are a lot of things that you lack.
Yeah. Well, those dreams are things that I think, not that you lack. I think that the greatest joy of any human being is production, being able to produce that which is in the mind. That's like when you're able to produce your thoughts and go from idea to fruition, it makes you feel alive, because you're vibrating things into existence, right? So men and women enjoy that all the same. You know, women being able to nurture ideas, to nurture genius, to produce that potential and to bring it out. That's a genuine natural quality of a woman. Man being able to produce his big ideas and bring them into reality and have some measure of power. That's a natural construct of masculinity for a man. But when they come together, then they become a powerhouse. They become a force that can be unstoppable, because there's a lot of things that, you can use Farrakhan, Khadija, you can use Obama, Michelle. It's like, I believe you pick the right woman, you pick the right destiny, right? So, and in today's time, it's even more.
Great mind.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, I think that's a great mind.
I got a couple of them. In today's time, it's kind of dangerous, though, because we live in a world where we get decision fatigue, because we have so many options, it makes us make even wrong decisions. And so what ended up happening is, even while we're consuming content, we're not thinking. We have to remember, while we're consuming, we're not thinking. We're distracting. We're distracted. And so by the time we go through our days and we're deciding who we want to be with, we're making the wrong decisions, because we only have a finite amount of energy towards the right decision making. We either get tired and we don't make a decision, or we make the wrong decision. In a world where there's less distractions, because today our distractions are more, you know, detailed and luxurized than ever. Like, we are the generation with more distractions than any other generation before. So it's much harder for us to make the correct decision. So we're either making no decision or the wrong decision. You know what I mean? And so that's where we see it playing out. So I believe that in order for a person to make the correct decision, they have to be within their nature. They have to be undistracted. They have to have that focus. So the decision they make will be the best one for them. Not one that they're making just because, oh, I'm kind of tired of trying to pick. I'm tired of trying to find the right person. That's not when you make a decision. You make a decision when you at 100%, because that's when you're going to make the best quality of decisions for your life, because that's when you are thinking at your best. Give me one second.
That's facts. So I'm starting a show.
You're going to pull it out. Dr. Keys for the night.
Okay. So I'm starting a show called Black Dollars here in Austin. And what I'm going to be doing is basically just sitting down with people such as yourself or anybody, just anybody of color that is doing anything of substance. So I want to talk to you if you, you know, make the... I always tell people there's so many different things that we can do, but I feel like certain things are highlighted more than others. You know, I used to rent cars, so I meet so many different people. And, you know, I met a millionaire that, you know, the toilet paper seat, mm-hmm. the seats that you put over the toilet paper.
Yeah.
He makes those. Like, okay. He makes the dispensers. You know, he makes, you know, there's little bitty small things that we can do as people. You know, it's not just, you know, I want to be this and I
want
to be that.
Yeah, we want those big sexy things. You got to find those details.
There's so many, you know, little minute things that you could just walk around when you're at the grocery store and be like, you know what, I want.
But nobody wants to be a zipper salesman. You know, nobody wants to sell buttons or plastic tops. Even though those are million-dollar industries.
It's wide open for us. It's the lane is wide open for us for everything. So I just want people to be walking around Walmart or walking around wherever they're going and looking at small things and looking, you know, like, I wonder who, you know, makes these blind, these set of blinds, you know, who makes these end tables. It's so many small things, and the opportunities are just there. But I just want to interview people and have them sit down and talk about what got them to where they are, you know, because I feel like that's the biggest part of being successful is actually acting on your words. And there's so many people that want to do stuff. And when you actually sit down and do it and see the fruits of your labor, it's a beautiful thing. And it's so inspiring, you know, just to see it, you know. So I just want to, and as well as get game myself, you know, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to, you know,
you got about 1 minute left, sis.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out my calling, and, you know, that's what I'm doing. So Black Dollars is coming.
Well, I appreciate you. And in the spirit, make sure y'all follow the good sister, Rashida. First of all, she came to the event. She took her photographs. She did videography when we was in Houston.
Yeah,
for 2 days. It was amazing.
That's my thing.
So
that's my passion.
Definitely tap in. Black Dollars do matter. Hire the sister. You know what I'm talking about? Black Dollars do matter. Make sure you go on my website and buy something.
Shameless plug. I'm going to give me a crown.
Shameless plug. But look,
yeah.
I got about 30 seconds left. Thank you. This was an amazing tap-in show. You pulled out Dr. Keys. Yep. I don't always pull out Dr. Keys. You know what I'm talking about? I'll be trying to avoid it sometimes.
I appreciate you. Take your time.
Ever since I was younger, yeah, man, I've always had amazing relationship advice, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
So I don't mind giving it from time to time. I just don't want to exceed my experience.
Right. I get what you're saying. But hey, you know.
Thank you.
It'd be like that. Thank you. See y'all later.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.